This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. I've put together something I think you'll enjoy. I've done this a couple times before, and it's gone over very well with the listeners. As I've mentioned, I had a couple TV series back in the late 80s, and this particular show was from 1987, and I'm going to present that TV show as it happened on this podcast. So you'll be able to hear the comics live on stage, but from a TV show in 1987. Now, I've cut out the commercials, but it does include the video of the week, which in this case was a music video, includes a very funny song by John Pate. Now, the comedy itself has three great acts. The closer is Bob Duback out of Los Angeles, California. He's an actor and a very funny comic. And then the feature act was from right here in Sacramento, very high-energy, talented comic, Jerry Miller, who has not only appeared on my TV show, but was at Laughs in the Park and at the club several times. And then opening things up, a comic that didn't work for us too much, he was out of Texas, Ron Robertson. But these three great acts, along with the music video that comes in as the video of the week, will all be heard on this podcast. And as I said, I'm going to present it as it aired in 1987 on TV, and I will just have one slight interruption, and you'll hear it as it was presented. So let's get started with the show. Our first act is a very funny stand-up comic out of Texas. He'd worked clubs all over the West Coast. He did only make a few appearances at Laughs Unlimited, but I know you'll enjoy him. Let's listen to Ron Robertson.
Welcome to Laughs. What a crowd. What a night. We have a good show for you tonight. Our headliner coming up later, Mr. Bob Duback. Right now we have a special treat for you. A gentleman comes all the way from Texas. Let's have a big round of applause. Ron Robertson, right here.
Ron! Hey, you. Ron! Hey, you. Hey, you. Hey, you. How about a half of the band? These guys great or what, huh? Come on. Yeah, you all look at me like, nah, I don't think so, pal. No. This guy looks like a comic to me, boy. Kind of looks like Herb from accounting. I don't. Yeah. As he said, I'm from Texas. Amazingly enough, in Texas, the thing we're most proud of, the Alamo. Now, this is an amazing battle. 150 brave, but not bright Texans against 3,000 Mexicans.
Yeah. Yeah.
150 against 3,000. Now, obviously, math wasn't a strong suit here, right? Yeah. I've got a feeling going, all right, 150 goes into 3,000. Carry you four. Now, I can see how they were somewhat confused. 3,000 Mexicans. Now, that's roughly two carloads, right? So, somehow I picture 257 Chevys coming toward the Alamo. Santa Ana driving, going, get down, bendejo, they'll see you. It's like, turn down the radio, puto, you under here, they're wild. Tell you what, I found out the best entertainment town's not in any nightclub. Nah. Go to any McDonald's, all right? Location makes no difference. Something that costs $2.53. Pay for it with $3 $1 bills. And 3 pennies. Now stand back and watch. I mean, you may as well ask directions to the moon all of a sudden, right? It's like... It's like, I'll get the manager, I'll be right back. Also, it's amazing. If you notice, the difference between the way a man and a woman will kill a bug? Guy could be reading a newspaper, bug go across the wall, they go, yeah. Not a woman. A woman will make a safari out of it, right? Yeah. Start to stalk that baby, right? Like... Then try and find the biggest thing in the house to kill it with, right? Yeah. Like a telephone book? Yeah. Then get back like 20 feet, run at it, making karate sounds, right? It's like, ah! Now, there's a better chance of this bug dying of a heart attack than he is being squished, right? And if you know she's going to kill it with something that big, she's not going to throw it away with one piece of tissue. No, she'll use a whole roll of toilet paper, right? Yeah. It's kind of like... It's like, what are you doing?
Well, I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, but do you realize you have a $5 bug in your hand now? Also, if you notice the difference between the way a man and a woman will gain weight and how they handle it. See, a guy can weigh like 700 pounds, big fat tub of goo. His wife will gain 3 ounces, jumbo butt hair, look over and go, you know what, honey? You're getting so fat, I want to get rid of your big... Like he's got an option, right? His wife will look over and go, well, you know, honey, you're gaining weight, too. This is where a guy get an attitude, right? It's like, well, hell, I still wear the same damn size pants I did when we got married. Go, yeah, but honey, you're wearing them down to here now. Also, if you notice the difference between the way a man and a woman will shop, you guys realize that women go shopping and try on clothes with no intention of buying them? Go figure, man. Now, guys don't do this. You don't see guys standing around going, hey, Earl, you want to go to the mall? It's like, nah, I just want to try on some pants. It's like, hell, I ain't going to buy them. I just want to see how I look in them. It's like, you want to get away from me, Herb? You're scaring me, pal. Also, and I read an article in Esquire the other day. They were talking about new contraceptives for men. New contraceptives? Now, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but so far, the only contraceptive I've needed has been my personality. You can read my new book, Celibate Summer. Yeah. Now, seriously, you're talking about a new pill for men, right? Now, you ladies think that's a good idea? A pill for men? Really? Yeah, well, let me ask you, though. Would you ladies trust the guy to remember to take these things? You may as well buy a bassinet tonight, you believe that, right? Now, I was thinking about a different class in high school was supposed to help us, too. Some kind of let us down. Didn't teach us the stuff we could really use. Key example, driver's education. Yeah. Now, you drive the way they taught you in driver's education? Nah, this is the 80s. You drive that way now, you're a dead man, right? Yeah. They taught us this kind of stuff, right? Have you ever seen any primate do this before? Come on, I don't know about you guys, but there's only one hand signal I ever saw used in a car. Didn't tell me which way to turn either, did it? Enjoy the rest of the show. Good night.
Ron Robertson, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, let's go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
That was Ron Robertson, and he is a very talented comic out of Texas. Not sure what he's doing these days, but as I mentioned, he made a few stops at the club back in the late 80s, and I'm sure you enjoyed his comedy. Coming up now is a local comic, Jerry Miller, and also a music video that was part of our video of the week that was presented on our TV show, as I said earlier, from 1987. I also wanted to point out that you may have noticed that my voice is rather hoarse in these introductions. And what it was from the TV show was the way television works is we actually taped 3 different half-hour shows in one night. So it took us probably 2 hours, 2.5 hours with all the breaks and setups and teardowns. And the audience was great and hung with us. But what was interesting, this was the last of that evening. In other words, I'd been emceeing for several hours. And because of the high energy of the TV show, I had strained my voice, so I come across rather hoarse. I just wanted to give you a little background. All right, let's get back to our TV show from 1987. Here comes a comedy set by Jerry Miller, a video of the week, and right after that, I'll go into our headliner, Bob Duback. So let's hear some great comedy by Jerry Miller.
Welcome back to Laughs, folks. We hope you're enjoying the show. You guys having fun? All right. We have someone very special for you now. This gentleman was one of the finalists of the Great Northern California Comedy Competition. Let's have a nice round of applause from Sonoma County, Jerry Miller, right here, Jerry Miller.
All right, give it up. That's right, I do come from the wine country. Oh, I got some wine drinkers here. That's great. Right on. You ever been to the wine country? Been wine tasting?
Yeah.
You done that?
Yeah.
Aren't those guys a pain?
Yeah, this is a Chardonnay, a light bouquet, fresh nose, wonderful legs. I want to walk up to these guys and go,
ah! Good grape, dude. Put a head on that bad boy.
Seen these wildlife shows? You like these wildlife shows? Like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom? Yeah, me too. That idiot Marlon Perkins and his sidekick Jungle Jim? Ooh. Mental giant Jim was, huh? Here he's getting the dookie kicked at him by a wild anaconda. Marlon's up in a helicopter with a pitcher of mint julep saying, yeah, well, Jim plays tag with the King Cobra. I'm gonna fly on ahead, mix up another batch of these coconut head butters. Maybe find a wildebeest or two to kick the dookie out of him later. Boy, when you're tied up like Jim, you need Mutual of Omaha.
But the all-time greatest wildlife series... You know what this is? The Undersea Adventures of Jacques Cousteau.
Devils and I got into the Minnesota and dove to the ocean bottom. There we discovered many strange and unusual creatures and many different habitats. My son, Jacques, he decided to try his hand at this climactic interlude of the animals we seeked. Lingus monolingus, or more commonly known as the sea turtles, were a real and unusual maracara of life. They were on the ocean floor, spawning. This is when the male turtle mounted the female turtle
and drives her home.
Stay tuned next week when my son, Jacques, he shall dive it into the icy waters of the coast of Alaska, where he will attempt to scrape the barnacles off the testicles of a killer whale. This should prove to be a very moving experience for us all.
You've been a great crowd. Have a good time tonight, huh?
Thanks for applause, Jerry Miller. We hope you're enjoying the show. Right now, let's go back out in the streets and take a look at Tony King's home video of the week. Take it away, Tony.
Folks, it's Tony King here with another home video of the week. And this week's home video of the week comes to us from... Thank you. This week's home video comes to us from Nashville, Tennessee, where John Pate sends it in a country western video. So let's see it, John. Ah!
Well, everybody knows I love my wife. She's as sweet as she can be. but she's got a knack for getting her way that don't feel so good to me. Well, honey, I'm tired and I can't take no more. I'm black and blue and my head is sore. Things go dark and I hit the floor, and you don't feel sorry for me.
One day when you swing that skillet, my face ain't gonna be there. One day when you throw that rolling pin, it ain't gonna part my hair.
Well, you can throw a tantrum, throw a fit, or when you throw that toaster, it's time to quit.
One day when you swing that skillet, my face ain't gonna be there.
Guess it's only fair, but when she goes into her wind-up, boys, it's time for me to care. Yeah, her face turns just as red as a beet. Things fly through the air. Ooh, I got to remember for her next birthday to buy her some Tupperware.
One day when you swing that skillet, my face ain't gonna be there. One day when you throw that rolling pin, it ain't gonna part my hair.
Well, you can throw a tantrum, throw a fit. Throw that toaster, it's time to quit.
One day when you swing that skillet, my face ain't gonna be there.
Now I ain't talking about a divorce, cause I got to keep her guessing. Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna up and die. Maybe that'll teach her a lesson. Cause when I'm gone, it will cease, and I can finally rest in peace. No more pans or a face full of grease, and then she'll finally see.
One day when you swing that skillet, my face ain't gonna be there. One day when you throw that rolling pin, it ain't gonna part my hair.
Well, you can throw a tantrum, throw a fit, but when you throw that toaster, hey, I quit.
One day when you swing that skillet, my face ain't gonna be there.
Well, you can yell and scream as loud as thunder, but it won't bother me 6 feet under.
My face ain't gonna be there.
Wow, what a great film that was! That was from John Pate from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks a lot, John. Scott will be back with more laughs right after this.
We'll be right back with more laughs right after this.
Right now we have our headliner for tonight's show. A regular here at Laughs Unlimited, worked for us many, many times over the years. He's an actor. You've seen his work a lot out of Los Angeles. He's going to make you think. So sit back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Bob Duback right here. Bob Duback.
Cool, thank you. Well, thank you very much. I guess you can tell I'm wearing glasses. Those of you who can't probably need them. Glasses make you look smarter, I guess. Is that the adage?
Yeah.
What are you wearing them for? I'm going to make you think, as Scott said. Hope nobody has an aversion to this. Well, just kind of bear with us for a while, all right? So if you are thinking, you will laugh. If you're not thinking, you won't laugh. Good. Genius in the back. That's great, huh? Good. Think about it, guys. We only use 18% of our brains as it is. 18%. That leaves... the rest. For us to think of things we'd never think about. Think about it. Come on. If God created time 10 minutes early, that means we'd never be late for anything. Think about it. If you lived every day like it's the last day of your life, that means one day you just might be right. Now you're thinking. Need a costume for Halloween? Put a chair in your head. Go out and use gum. Think about it. Think about how you can have some fun. Tomorrow, you want to have some fun? You're driving down the street, see people at a bus stop waiting for a bus. Drive past them, roll your window down, yell out, hey, bus ain't coming today. Roll it up, take off. If you check out the room before you leave, rearrange the furniture. It freaks out the maids, and they don't speak English, so they can't complain to anybody, can they, huh? The truth. Next time you're in a department store, pretend you work there. Come on. Somebody comes up to you all the time and says, hey, you work here? Yep. How much is that TV? Take it, it's yours. Go ahead, it's on the house.
And laugh. Laugh all the time. If you laugh, you'll never die. Do you know this? I've never seen anybody stretch out with a grin on their face. Have you, huh? Think about it. Laughter is therapeutic. It is good for you. It releases endorphins in your brain. That's the body's equivalency to morphine. You want to catch a buzz, tell yourself a knock-knock joke, all right? It'll work. Norman Cousins proved this. He was in the hospital riddled with cancer and put it into remission by watching old Buster Keaton movies. You want to get rid of a cold, hang out to the top of a freeway and watch Oriental drivers try to get on. Laugh. Laugh all the time. And when you laugh, laugh when other people are ticked off, because that makes it a hell of a lot funnier for you. Yep, you're in a traffic jam. That guy next to you is leaning on his horn and cussing at you through the window. Just turn over and go. Just make sure your door's locked. You're in an elevator with a bunch of people. Push all the buttons. Laugh your way to the top. Take it out. Go back down. Pick up another crew. Do it again. Do it all day long. You don't work there. You pick up somebody a second time. Go, hi. Remember me? Laugh. And think. You're washing your hands in somebody's sink in the bathroom, and next to the sink is that little brass dish full of little soaps. Use them. You know, these soaps, they look like roses and apples and oranges and shells. They're soaps. Use them. And I mean use every single one of them, too, all right? Use them so much they all look like a bunch of grapes when you're through with them. Keep your hands a little dirty and wipe that off on those white monogram guest towels nobody uses either. Have some fun. Laugh. Hang outside a beauty salon and laugh at people coming out. Come on. Laugh. Laugh and think. Boy, I tell you, I'm tired of stupidity in public. I mean, we can be morons on our own, but let's quit being morons in public. What do you say, all right? If you want to look for your keys for an hour in the privacy of your own home, fine with me. But don't walk around outside going where to put them, because we can see them. I think if you get caught doing something stupid in public, you should get charged for it. Make it a law, the stupid law. You go in an office building, push a button, the elevator button is lit, the elevator's coming. Somebody will walk right in front of you and push that button again. Hey, $5. That damn thing isn't coming any faster. Let's go. $5, pal, all right? Why? Because you did something stupid and I caught you, so you owe me $5. Pay up. Hey, it's the law. What law? The stupid law. You never heard about it? You know why? Because you're stupid. Now you owe me $10. And if they pay you, it proves they're stupid. Charge them $5 more. I was just down south, people talk stupid. I'm not saying they are, but they just sound moronic. At least men do, not women. A southern accent on women is pretty sexy. Go into a department behind the counter and goes, hi, can I help you? But on a guy, it sounds stupid. I know, won't get drunk, piss on a log, what do you say, huh? Hey, $5, pal. Southerners aren't stupid, though, because when they talk, they don't move their lips. You ever notice this? Like a bunch of ventriloquists down there. Some poor bastard from New York walks in a bar in Montgomery, Alabama. A bunch of rednecks look at him and go, how you doing there, city slicker? Yeah, we're going to kick your rear end right to the state line. They're telling us here, you got to figure out which one's talking to you too, don't you, huh? Thanks a lot, y'all. Have a good night. Thank you.
Bob Duvack.
Scott Edwards.
We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. Welcome back, folks. We'd like to thank Ron Robertson, Jerry Miller, and, of course, Bob Duvack. Hope you enjoyed the show. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was Bob Duvack, a very funny headliner that worked for the club for many years. He was also an actor, and you might recognize him if you look him up on Google from several TV shows, but he was one of our regular acts at Laughs Unlimited and a very funny guy. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. There was some terrific stand-up comedy by Ron Robertson, Jerry Miller, and Bob Duback. And somewhere in the middle there, you heard a little music video done by John Pate that was all part of our TV show in 1987. Well, thanks for listening. We hope you had a good time. Be sure to tell your friends and share it. And if you get a chance, go to our website and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.